Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. That comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. For one of our gatherings, we have used the Chosen film. We have been observing the life and ministry of Jesus. The film does an excellent job of placing Jesus in the setting of His day. We are so far removed from that time in history, it allows us to relate to the conditions our Lord lived in while on earth. Our modern conveniences shelter us from the day-to-day struggles of His day. I do wonder if for many who are not good students of the Scriptures, if by watching these productions think that all scenes are drawn from the Bible. They are not. Much of what the producers have in their film is not referenced in the Scriptures at all. To study the Scriptures and follow the film is to learn more about the truth of God's Word. This is the important thing, to be led back to God's Word and to follow it for our well-being. Welcome once again to our program today. Our text will lead us through our biblical study, and it is our desire to help every listener to know more about the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your interest in the things of God.
I have stood beside the ocean, heard the mighty breakers roar. I've been dwarfed by lofty mountains, watch the mighty eagle soar. Just to think this same Creator blew His breath into the sod. In an instant a soul was fashioned in the image of God. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. I have stood beside the cradle, marveled at the gentle grace God can give a newborn baby, show His glory in its face. I have felt those little fingers, and I sense a touch of God. Then I knew a soul so perfect was not destined for the sod. Created in His image, His likeness is mine. Though conceived in earthly fashion, I've been born of the divine. There's no hill that I can't conquer while I tread this earthly sod. For I was made in the image, the image of God. For I was made in the image, the image of God.
The Apostle Peter was writing his letter to those who have faith in Jesus to save their souls. They have come to God to receive the cleansing of their sins through his shed blood upon the cross of Calvary. The apostle had himself been chosen by Jesus to be an apostle who would go out into the world with the gospel message. He told him and the other fishermen whom he called that they would become fishers of men. The gospel invitation has been and is being presented to people around the world. The message is to be heard, believed, and then changed from the anointing of the salvation that Jesus provides us. Without doubt, God has chosen to use the message preached to bring his means of saving the souls of men and women. It is the church's work and ministry to share the truth of God's message through his Son, Jesus. This is our calling, and we use this means to share the name of Jesus and the facts that he has provided to bring hope to the hopeless, strength to those who are weak, and will bless the wandering and lost soul with direction to eternal life. In Peter's message, he states that once those who received the gospel call and had placed their faith in the Lord Jesus, mercy was theirs. The great difference is that before Jesus took hold of their hearts and lives, they lived without the hope of eternal life. But now, they were God's people who have received mercy. There is no better place than to be chosen of God. By his grace, he has made it possible for every person to be chosen through faith to become a person for his own. Our instruction today places us in a very special place in life. It also teaches us that we have a work today. We're chosen to become a royal priesthood. As Christians, we will present to God the offerings and sacrifices that please him. In the Old Covenant, God had priests offer us the animal sacrifices and the burning of the incense. Today, we offer to God our praise to him through the worship he has ordained and through the fruit of our lips that offer to him our gratitude and our allegiance. It is through our giving a life of dedication to the Lord that we proclaim his greatness. God has set us aside to become his people who respond appropriately to his forgiveness and his love. In the context of this recognition, the apostle is instructing those disciples and us as well that we must change our lives to harmonize with being among those taken out of the darkness of sin and living in the marvelous light of our God. To do that, he shares what must be done away with those things such as malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Our lives are to be freed from the passions of our flesh. To be chosen of God through the gospel message is to be changed into a person who has the indwelling Spirit of God living and abiding within us. And our hearts are changed, and our lives are lived to please and honor the Lord. If today you are still walking in the darkness of this world, which is to be entangled in the sinful acts of the flesh,
God can and He will provide salvation. The light of God is wonderful. Its light is the way to the glories that await those who love Him and follow the way of righteousness. It all comes down to one's faith. Believing that Jesus is God's Son and the Savior of our souls is the only hope of being chosen of God. There is no other way, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. We have further teachings about entering into the light of God, and let us share God's truth with you.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.